everybody. It's good to see everybody here. We've had a busy week, all of us, and seemed like Brother Colin and some of the rest of them had a busy week, too. Just glad to be able to come through the doors this morning by the grace of God. I appreciate this place. We're going to read this morning in Proverbs 4, 1 through 27. If we'll just speak to the author and bow our heads. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this place, Lord, and thank you for the word that fell on this little house, that all the ears that are drawn here to hear, Lord, and the hearts here to receive. Forgive us of our sins, Father God, and just bless each one as they come through these doors, and bless the ones that couldn't make it today. Because you said by your stripes that all the ones that couldn't be here today, or whatever the hindrance was, Lord, you would take care of it. And we know that you'll have your way with us, Lord, because your word says so. So let us follow then in your footsteps, Lord, and of your word that you sent to heal us and deliver us from our own destructions. Father God, bless all the service here today. Bless Papa Dale as he's preparing to bring your word to us, and let him speak those words that you placed on his heart, come across those lips you made of clay. Bless all the ones down there in Sunday school, Lord, and open their hearts and their eyes and understanding of you, Lord. Continue to shine your light and just make it brighter, Lord, that we can receive. We ask these things in your precious name. Now, as we go to your word, Lord, you just come on the scene and reveal it to us. We ask in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Proverbs 4. I may need some glasses here. Let's try it. Hear ye, children, this the instruction of the Father, and attend to no understanding. Forsaking of the law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth.
Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee.
Wisdom is a principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding.
Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost.
She shall give to thine head an anointing of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to thee.
Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of my life shall be many.
I have taught thee in the ways of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths.
When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straightened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble.
Take fast hold of instruction of her, not go. Keep her, for she is thy life.
Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men.
Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away.
For they sleep not, said they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fall.
For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence.
But the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day.
Amen. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble.
My son, attend to my words, incline thy ear unto my sayings.
Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart.
For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh.
Keep thine heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
Put away from thee a froward mouth, and preserve lips but far from thee.
Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee.
Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy words be established.
Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Amen. You may be seated.
Amen. Such words of wisdom. You know, Solomon said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. If only the world today could just read that every morning, from the young to the old. Its instructions is the book of life. Amen. Let's turn to page 42 in the Spiral Songbook. Sing this before our brother comes out this morning. Are you happy in the Lord this morning?
My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. Oh, nor pain nor death can enter there. Oh, I feel like traveling on. Oh, yes, I feel like traveling on. Oh, I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. Oh, it's glittering towers, the sun and shine. I feel like traveling on. That heavenly mansion shall be mine. I feel like traveling on.
So good to us. You could take that sermon, the prophet preached the future home, and we already know about our home. Amen. He sent us a prophet to tell us all about it, how to get there. And that's why we feel like we can travel on. Amen. By faith. Let's change the order of the service as Brother Dale comes out this morning.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Yes, open the eyes of my heart, for I want to see you. Oh, I want to see you. So open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart.
See him. I mean, good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. If you'd like to turn in your scriptures, turn where we've been reading in Ephesians 2, and we'll go to Matthew 12. And remember the announcements that have been made and things. Remember the Bible study will be the first Saturday in July. Remember the fellowship meeting will be the third Saturday in July, and if I understand it's supposed to be at Brother Tom Corshane's. It'll either be there or Brother Tony's. We'll have to announce it, I guess. All right. So then remember that. Remember Brother Collie, I talked to him this morning. He's home from the hospital. They don't know for certain whether he's had a stroke or not. So, you know, we just prayed the Lord would take care of everything. He said he was feeling better, and all. So just keep praying for him. Sister Johnny, she called this morning, and she's still having trouble with her legs and things, and just remember that. Remember Sister Kathy is having to go home this afternoon, you know, for the evening, because her mother is come down with some problems, so remember that. All right? And the Lord willing, let's see if I got them all down, the Lord willing, Brother Luis will be ministering this coming Wednesday, so remember that. And we'll try to get all of these announcements in together. Anything else that we've missed? No? Y'all come on in. Remember the different ones. Remember, pray for Brother Addison. He's still having a lot of problems and still having to go from one doctor to the other, trying to get everything straight. So, you know, pray that the Lord would be with him and take care of him and all of the things. All right. Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and your grace. Thank you for Calvary. Thank you for all things. Thank you for salvation, Lord, because that's the main thing that we desire more than anything else. And we need it, Lord, to deliver us from ourselves and to grant us thine understanding. Guide us now and keep us. Remember the sick ones among us, and you just be with each one. And thank you for touching Brother Collie, being with him. You just bring him on out of it. Everything be all right. Let your grace and love be there. We love you, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to Ephesians that we've been reading. It says, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, It is the gift of God. Now let's go over to Matthew 12:43. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeketh rest, and findeth none. Then he saith, I will return to my house. Remember that? Now last Sunday we were talking about it, or Wednesday. I'll return to my house. You know, all right. From whence I came out, and when he has come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Now look at the, it's a clean house. It's, everything's in order. Then goeth he and taketh with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there, and the life state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also this at this wicked generation. You may be seated. The Lord add his blessings to the word. Amen. Now, I was thinking about something yesterday and reading a little bit in time of studying and things, and thinking about what the prophet said. You remember he was telling about the preacher that come in and started preaching, and he just kept preaching on sin, or repentance, or sin, you know, kept preaching on that. And so they finally told him, you know, or asked him, said, we've enjoyed it and all, but said, you know, when are you going to get off it? He said, when everybody repents. Well, I'll get off the new birth when everybody gets the new birth. Right, and that's the way that I am. I'm sorry if you don't like my ways and things. I don't like them either, but I try to abide in God's word, and we just keep on until we see God move on the scene in all things. Okay. Now, we've been talking about salvation. Been talking about salvation in stages or steps, you know, or manifestations or whatever you want to call it. And the prophet said there's three steps to grace. Amen. All right. And they asked him the question on questions and answers. Was it necessary that everybody have those three stages? He says, yes. Amen. He said, to be born again, you must have the three stages. Amen. All right. If you get offended, let me keep on going and over. I simply asked you a question. We're talking about in stages. Have you been through stage one of the new birth? Well, I'm trying to get it to a point and trying to make it as simple as I can for you to understand. See if you would take what I'm saying and listen to it instead of trying to figure all out. Well, I don't like this and I don't like that. He could be doing this. He could be saying, you know, if you just listen to what I've been trying to say, you might find out that you know for certain that you've been through stage one of the new birth. I'm not trying to discredit anybody or throw anybody out or anything. I've been trying to tell you what takes place at these stages. All right? Stage one is what? Justification. Chopping off your past sins. Well, you know, the day that you went to the altar, you asked God to forgive you. You accepted him as your Savior. You know. Then you're talking about justification. All right. See, then that's not a hard thing to follow. It's not something to degrade you. It's something to lift you up and let you know. But I told you, I said, now we've asked him the question over and over on stage one, justification. Have you experienced an actual part of your birth in the new birth that we would call stage one justification? Have you experienced that? Right. That's all I've asked you.
That's right.
You know, I've asked you, have you had an experience? Because I believe you must have an experience. Well, I got it all at one time. Well, I'm not arguing with nobody. I believe that can take place. I preached that to you. But the prophet said very few people would believe all the way to receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He didn't say whether it'd be at one place or 10 places. He just said very few people would believe all the way to receive in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, now, I've tried my best to get you to understand without, like I said, without tearing you down to where of saying, well, he don't believe I've got anything. He don't, Brother Dale don't believe he don't believe I've got anything. That's not for me. That's between you and God. That has nothing to do between you and your wife or your husband or your neighbor or your pastor. Who it is. It's between you and God. You've got to settle this between you and him, not try to bring anybody else in. Well, Brother so-and-so told me, I've told you before about it, when we came to the altar one time, it was three of us, I remember, praying for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Well, this one brother, that I won't call his name, but after it was done, he said, I believe all three of you got the baptism of the Holy Ghost right there tonight. Well, both of those brothers years later told me that their experience was that brother told them that he had received, he believed they had received the Holy Ghost. Well, you know what? He prayed the same prayer over me. But I didn't believe it. Because I'm like that little boy that said, then nothing happened. Well, I'm not going to tell something that did happen. But see, was their experience based upon what somebody else said or upon what they were having to say? What is your experience? All right. Now, as we're going to go over into stage two in parts of what we're talking about today, then remember, we're going to ask that same question. Have you experienced sanctification? Have you had an experience in your life of an actual work or whatever you want to call it, stage or whatever, of sanctification? To being cleansed and set aside for service. Because you can't bypass any of it and come out to say you got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He said, well, I just, Brother Dale, I've never been taught nothing else, and I didn't know. You know now. All right? But listening to the prophet's message, you ought to know listening to him. Because I've asked you to read the future home. And just to study the message. He was explaining the new birth. But I also know the story that went with that. Some of you do, or you heard it, that brother said that Brother Branham asked him, did he understand the future home? He said, first said yes, then he said, do you understand? And he said, no, I don't understand. Well, see, the prophet said in the message, the future home, he said, if you don't get nothing out of this, get the new birth. Amen. Right. Well, he was explaining the new birth. Amen. Now, he said on Christ the Mystery, what is the new birth? He said it's a revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you, Amen. Revealing himself to you. Amen. All right. When he gets to the future home, what does he do? He breaks down the stages of the new birth. Well, if you've never had these stages, is it me that's saying that it's wrong if I say if you never had an experience, then you don't know what it is, so you need an experience?
Right.
Well, I just believe it. Well, that's all right. But are you putting your whole life on something you believe or something somebody told you? But Brother Dale, I've got the new birth and I can't doubt it whatsoever. It had never done. Brother Branham told you that his daughter-in-law Lois received the Holy Ghost one night and the next night she is doubting.
Right.
Now, that's what I say. I hate to say things to people when I know that your mind is set on certain things. And you won't accept that and believe it. But if I tell you that, then don't worry about it. When we get to judgment, you say, white throne? No, I don't intend to go to the white throne. Maybe sitting on the white throne, but I don't intend for me and you. That's what I'm trying to do now, is keep us away from the white throne. I'm trying to get us born again. Is that all right? Trying to get us truly born again till we know, because see, the new birth just starts it. I mean, once we get to the new birth, we've got to go through the adoptional stages. We've got to go through all of the journeys of a Christian. We've got a long ways to go. But just talking about the new birth and how simple it is to understand. All right. Now, we read these, so let's put it back up. I want to keep these before you because, you know, at least you'll understand the prophet is the one that said it. Go ahead with number one. Because we're talking about the new birth in stages. You know, being born again, which deals with you getting born again. It deals with you after you're born again. See? It never stops. So the new birth will never stop. All right? Now what? From the future home, he says, now the first step is repentance towards God. Then follows after that is water baptism. Water baptism. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. See? Water baptism follows. Showing that your repentance was genuine are to remit our past sins. Now watch. That has nothing to do with future sin. Now, if you can be justified truly, it has nothing to do with the future. It's repentance of your sins. So all you've done at justification is chopped off your past sins. That's what he's saying. All right. That has nothing to do with your future sin. It only remits. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. What for remission? Taken away of past sins has nothing to do with the future. All right. Now watch. Just your sins has been chopped off what you did. You don't repent for Adam and things like that. Look. The old nature is still there. Now, I didn't say that. You say, but Brother Dale, my old nature went out when I repented. Well, now you're talking to the prophet, not to me. You can get upset with me. You know, you think you can do that, but just remember, if I tell you what he said, and you get upset with me, for saying what he said, that's the same as getting upset with him. Because he's the one that said it. Okay? All right, if not, let's tear up the message, go home, eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow we die. And we prove we don't have a new birth. To our lives that we're living is proof of the birth. Okay? All right? So then we went through trying to cover our Wednesday night. Justification chops off your past sins. Has nothing to do with the future. It only remits the past. Because we don't believe in the Catholic doctrine of that big old word for the, that you can go in and pay somebody to, you know, remit your sins before they ever sinned. We don't believe in that. That won't work. So it's only for the past sins. All right. Now, it does nothing, he said, to your nature. Okay. So we drawed out and took a little drawing of trying to help you to understand. So go ahead, brothers, and pull up. Well, leave it on paragraph 89. Bring it up to 89. One more. Okay. He took a board, he drawed out two hearts. And he said, now this is a human heart and this is a human heart. Okay. And he said, here's a human heart, here's a human heart. This one over here has a snake in it. That's sin. Here he has his life. This one over here has a dove in it, which is the Holy Spirit. Here he has a life. So now you have a life. Your life is what you are. Your life is your soul of your being. Right? No. That's why we're going to get to it in just a minute with the anointed ones, so hold on to your point. Your life is your soul.
Amen.
No, it's the life I live. And that life ought to be lived by the soul, which ought to be by Christ.
Amen.
All right? So now think about what he's saying. Well, if someone here has malice, envy, that's what's causing it. This fella here, what fella's causing it? The snake that we'll get to in a second. Yes, but I don't like that because you keep bringing it out that we were born with a snake. You going to talk to the prophet? Go talk to him. He said, that's it. The Bible says it, that unclean spirit is there. Brother Branham calls it the unclean spirit. He called it the root of evil. Because there's actually no scripture that says the root of evil goes out, whatever. It does about the root of the fact of you lusting after this, or but it doesn't use that terminology. Okay, now look. Well, this one over here has love, joy, long-suffering. That's what does it down here. What causes it? From the inside. Right? And it's easy to see the dove is inside. But the only question I got to ask you, how did the dove get inside? Is that simple enough? How did it get inside? Well, I was born with it. I was born with this seed. I was born with eternal life. See? The Bible says we're born in sin, shaped in iniquity. Spouse from her mother's womb and go forth a liar. Okay? Now, but look. He says, when you're asked, you're forgiven of your sins. Okay. You only done this. Now that's justification, right? You've asked, you repented of your sins. Taken that away. Now watch. But the thing that made you do it is still there. Taken what away? Takes away the sin of the soul. Salvation is not in your body. Salvation is not in your spirit. Come on, we're going to get anointed ones in a minute. So I hope you follow that. Salvation is in the soul of mankind. Your body displays what your spirit is. Your spirit displays what your soul is, right? Okay? So you're not born again in your body. You're not born again in your spirit. You're born again in your soul. Now that's the soul he's describing when he draws a heart. Right? Because the Bible talks about the heart. What is the prophet talking about? The soul of an individual. The heart. So what's now? Then when you ask, you repented, or you're forgiven of your sins, you only did this. Taken that away. Now we'll show that on the drawing. You take out the sin. All right? But the thing that made you do it is still there. That's the old root of evil. It's still there. But Brother Dale, I remember when I went to the altar and asked God to forgive me, and I felt this load come off of me. Amen. I believe in that. It's what I said. You might find out you're further up the road than what you think I'm trying to make you. You think I'm trying to degrade you, pull you down to some low case. I'm trying to tell you right where we stand. Huh? And what we're standing on. Now what? You repent and are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for your sins. Okay. Now. Look, because sanctification, cleansing, set aside. But now, go ahead now. Let's go with a drawing. Okay? Go ahead with number 3, brother. Now, the prophet drawed a heart. Okay? He said, well, he didn't draw it like that. He didn't draw a snake like that either. But the soul of an individual, because we're all born in sin, according to Romans 3, I mean, 3:23. We're born in sin. So when we get that settled, that we're all, we're born kinfolks to the devil. Because even the book of Ruth declares that. That there was one more kinfolks to us than Jesus Christ. All right? See, then we were born in sin. You say, yeah, but what about all this seed? Oh, this seed in me. I always was eternal. Well, if you always was eternal, you don't need eternal life. May I ask you the question? Why did Jesus have to die? Why did Jesus have to die if you always was eternal? You see, that's what tires it up. That's what people don't like. It's because I'll say stuff like that instead of patting you on the back. Because, see, I ain't trying to get you billfold. Right? I'm trying to get down to where we all live. The place that's called the soul. Because David cried out in his soul. All right? Trying to get us to see what's going on. What did the prophet say? He drawed a drawing. He said, now this one over here's got a snake in it. He said, in here he put sin in it. Huh? He's drawn it out to show you how that you're born in sin. All right. Now what happens at justification? Go to the next one now. Number four, but now remember that. Remember the pointer back over here. This one had sin. Remember what he said over here. These were the things in here. And remember what he said. The sin is what goes out at justification. He said what's causing you is still there. Now here we go. We try to put a faith in here to replace sin. That's just helping. That's me and Brother Joe trying to help you to understand. Because Brother Joe come up with a pointer. Putting it into faith. All right. It's not faith. It's faith trying to hold the place of where Satan had been cast out of that sin. All right. Because it's gone out by the blood of Jesus Christ. Right. Justification is based upon the blood of Jesus Christ. The forgiving of sin. All right. But he said the thing that made you do it is still there. I've always just been told all I had to do was accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. Well, you want to take the future home book and tear it up, throw it away? Because the problem is going to be is we're going to get more books. And then we're going to have to tear that up and throw it away. Then we're going to get more books. We're going to have to tire. First thing you know, we ain't going to have no books. I thought we believed the prophet. I don't care what you think. I hope you don't care what I think. It's what that prophet had to say. Because the prophet told us what the Bible said. The Bible says all born in sin, spouse in a mother's womb, a liar, lost, doomed. And on the way to hell. Yeah, but I've got where the prophet said. That's what I mean. So you're going to fight with me over quotes. I ain't going to fight with you. I've been through all of that. I know what your prophet said. He said, if you have eternal life, you always was eternal. Now, was your body eternal? It ain't got there yet. Was your soul, spirit eternal? The five senses are the second part. Reason? No. Because that's still in sin. There's only one place that God's dealing, and that's the soul of mankind. All right. So you're not born again nowhere else than that. But see, you repent of your sins, you get rid of your sins, you start trying to live right. You remember that? You remember when you first repented? You went to the altar and you cried out. You asked God to forgive you. That's wonderful. That's part of God's word.
Amen.
But see, we didn't know this mystery that the snake was still there. Am I right? We didn't know that. We wasn't taught that. The churches didn't teach us about the snake being left. They didn't know anything about it. Didn't know how it went out or what happened to it or anything.
Right.
Now move it on up. This gets itchy, so go ahead and scratch. We're in the message. Have you ever heard much taught about justification, sanctification, the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Number two, where have you ever heard that the prophet said it is required that you go through these stages? I'm asking you seriously. You ever heard anybody, oh yeah, we preach on justice. Yeah, we believe justification. We believe justification chops off thy sin. We believe it. Well, then what happens? You see? You say, well, that ain't none of your business. I'm the pastor. That makes it my business. If you don't like the pastor, you go get you another one and fool with his business. Because the pastor is supposed to tell us what the prophet said. And if he don't, get you another one. Is that simple enough? Or go somewhere else. Nobody's tried to make no Lulaites out of this thing. We've got enough problems as it is with our human selves. But see, your prophet said, even though sin had went out of your soul. Now listen to what I'm saying. Get it. He's not talking about sin going out of your body. Your body can't sin without your spirit. And your spirit is motivated by the soul that's within you. Right? So salvation is not in the body and spirit. That's all you hear in the message. Now, it's got away from it in the past 20 years. But you know what I'm talking about. You that was back by 30, 40 years, all you had, may I say it, one certain brother had on two-tone shoes. And somebody preached against two-tone shoes. That's wonderful, ain't it? These people come in from this one church, and this brother had always preached, And he preached about these tent dresses. And he was always against this. Boy, he preached it hard. And I'm dumb enough, but I still like to ask questions. I asked my wife, I said, what is a tent dress? I said, I don't know what they are. Can you tell me what they are? She said, yeah, they're kind of like a thing that gathers up into here. She can describe the rest of it. If I miss it, just forget it. Something about that, and it goes down this way, you know, and spreads out. And it's like a tin, I guess. Well, I said, well, honey, I said, would you show me one of these tent dresses where I could see? She said, yeah. I said, right over there they are. You know who she's pointing at? The sisters that had come with that brother that preached against the tent dresses. Well, why didn't he preach it in his own church? Was it okay for him to move the tent dresses over here? Come on. You think I'm silly, but I'm not. Things that had happened down through time that some of you are old enough to remember of what it was taught. Is your wife worthy of the gospel? You know, that's a direct quote out of the message. Is your life worthy of the gospel? That's a direct quote. Read it. Is your wife worthy of the gospel? But see, that's what I'd say. We get the women straightened up, we'd be ready to go. Well, I didn't. Okay. But listen, take out sin, try to keep it out by faith. You know, the word being revealed to you. Try to keep it out of there by faith, because you're placing everything on faith. But the thing that made you do it is still there. Now how are you going to get that out of there? How are you going to get that out? Because the Bible says the unclean spirit has gone out of a man walking. Right. He says, I'll go back. Now, did you notice? I read it Sunday or Wednesday. I read it just a minute ago. He said, I'll go back to my house.
Yep. That's right.
That's in the book of Luke, too. Mm-hmm. Well, it's Matthew. Mm-hmm. I'll go back to my house. Yep. Well, whose house is he talking about? Where's the house he's talking about? Right here.
Right.
Satan's house or domain is what we were born into.
Right.
I don't care if you're the prophet's son. I wouldn't care to say that to Brother Branham or say it to Brother Branham. I'm not degrading nobody. Brother Branham is the one that said, if that demon hadn't have been there at 12 years old, he'd have got born again earlier.
Right.
Now, he's the one that said them things. Now, so you think I'm against this or that or the other. You ought to be careful. I'm very careful what I say, because I'm going to have to answer. But I know, too, that I'm going to have to answer for your soul.
Right.
So you ain't going to stand there, white throne, or the judgment deeds in the done in the body of the deed. We have a judgment. We got two places. One of them is deciding whether to go into eternal life. The other one's not that. The other one's a reward, a different thing. You got two judgments. All right. We're going to stand there, and we're going to give an account. Well, what's it going to be with the poor old preachers that's not told the truth? What's it going to be? All right. But you see, now let me describe this as a second point, just a thought. Now you remember when you repented of your sins. We're back up to that other drawing that has sins in it. All right. There you go. They got it. This sin is what went out at justification when we repented. Now, you can't put eternal life in there. Now, come on, folks. Wake up. You can't put eternal life with this old boy in the middle. That unclean spirit's in there. There's not eternal life there. Come on. Let's see, this sin goes out. But it does nothing to the nature. Right. Now, how do you get the unclean spirit out? There's not but one way to handle anything in Christ, and that's through faith in his word.
Right.
Sanctification is the compound word cleanse and set aside. Right? All right? Now the unclean spirit goes out at sanctification.
Amen.
Or the root of evil will go out at sanctification, because show the next one. We'll show, now go to the next one. See? That's what you wind up with. Even if you can get the sin out, even if you can get the snake out, the root of evil, what have you got? You're a perfect target for the devil to come back. That's what the scripture says. And it's seven times worse. Now, may I quote the prophet? What does those demons come back with? Basically, religious demons.
Right?
May I say it? Preachers. Because the Bible says that Satan has ministers, and they're as ministers of righteousness. It's the devil's preachers.
Huh?
So it's not trying to get you to come back to the altar. In other words, you come to the altar and you repent. All right? You start and you do pretty good for a little while. And the first thing you know, things starts easing back in. Right? You don't remember being there? I lived my life. I don't know what you're going to do with it, but see? That sin can be chopped off, but what caused you to do it? That snake. Sure, he's out of there. He's clean. All is wonderful. Yes. What a marvelous place to stay is to stay at a place that you could say is clean. And you could say, I've repented to God. I've asked him to forgive me, and he has forgiven me. Now I'm asking you again a question. Have you ever asked God to sanctify you?
Right.
Well, I didn't know I needed to. You do now.
Amen.
Well, let's title this message, You Do Now. All right?
Amen.
Because you're hearing it. Well, I don't believe it because you're saying it. Well, that's all right. You're going to talk to God about them things. I don't have to worry about it. I'm just trying to tell you what the Word says.
Amen.
We'll solve the whole problem there. You go ahead and do what you want to.
Right.
But look, what a beautiful place to be is to be wonderfully clean. To be to the point that sin cannot rule you. You know yourself, the prophet, and what he said. Do you sin? He said, every day. So he's not talking about non-sinners. This is not non-sinners. Oh, no, it's not non-sinners. It's clean sinners. It's sinners that have been cleansed of their sin. Because sanctification is a cleansing, setting aside. Because that's where the unclean spirit goes out at. It's sanctification. No, the new birth. Don't put that new birth. Hold on now till we get the message in a minute. All right? When you back up to see that you got rid of sin, but you still got the snake. Now you got rid of the snake. Okay, we're in wonderful shape. We're doing good. But just remember, you ain't got the dove. The dove ain't in there. Well, the dove is what drove, no, the dove wasn't what drove the snake out. There's where the problem's at. That's what you think it is. You think the Holy Ghost come in and drove out the snake. You're too far ahead. You got to wait to get to that. The baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire will clean out anything that's left.
Amen.
But here's where we're at. Now listen. You're standing there perfectly clean. Sanctified. Okay. What kind of nature have you got? You may have gotten rid of the snake as the nature part, but what kind of a nature part do we all have? Come on, Brother Dale loves to preach when you get quiet. Because either you're asleep or you're listening. Listen, if you could think for a minute about these kids. You realize that kid, when it's born, is not born with a snake. Come on. He's not born with all these demons in it. You know where the demons come from? Mama and Daddy. Oh, you don't like that one at all, do you? I raised my kids best I could. I didn't. I'm saying you didn't. Right? We just tried our best to do the best we could. Maybe that's a better way of saying it. We tried. But I'm asking you, here's a little baby. Don't describe it that way. That unclean spirit's gone out. That motivator is gone out of you. But what's motivating you? From the stage of sanctification to the stage of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you realize that's just doing the best it can to describe it. And the best way I can describe it is one of these little kids that's about 2 or 3 years old. And we are the ones that let them demons come in them kids. No, I... That baby has to learn from somewhere. Right? And it learned from me and you. Right? Now, whether it be good or bad. I mean, we think to think, we hope to think, we want to think that it was all good that we transmitted down to our kids. But remember the little boy walking in the daddy's footsteps, you know. I didn't know this had anything to do with the new birth. From the stage of this cleanliness to the coming in of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the prophet said to burn out all. Now listen. If he's right, then there must be something left in here. If the fiery baptism was to drive out everything, that means that everything was there. You just got rid of the devil. You got rid of that. You got to a point that if you remember in your Christian experience that you go do wrong and you repent. You go back and you do wrong and you repent. You go back and you do wrong, you repent. Do you remember that? You live an up and down life. Right? You're not out stealing, drinking, smoking. The quote's in here where the prophet said, you can still be tempted. At sanctification, you can still be tempted. Listen, folks, you ain't going to like this, but at the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you can still be tempted.
Amen. That's right.
No, it won't let me. It won't let it beyond your control or what can happen.
Right.
What about this little baby? That's the best way I can describe it. Little baby that's clean. It don't know what sin is. It don't know any of those wrongs. It's kind of like one time we stopped and looked at a bird up on the side of the road in a cage, and a guy walked over and he said, "Don't say no dirty words." Well, I didn't intend to, but I got the point. He said, "Cause that bird is going to say what you say." My uncle, my aunt used to go through the house saying big, long, dirty words about him. And you know what that bird flew through the house saying? The same thing she said about him. Okay? You get it? We dedicate the baby. But see, Brother Dale's a little smarter than the average bear. Dedicating a baby is wonderful. That's a great opportunity. But what about getting the people to dedicate themselves to live before that baby so that baby can see Jesus Christ? That should be the more gain of anything. And why I do that is to that point. Because you and I are responsible for them kids. Well, this ain't got nothing to do with salvation. No, but it's playing the point. That baby is beautiful, perfectly clean. But then gradually, it starts drifting. It starts saying things wrong, doing things wrong. Remember the way I describe it? And I believe it. The she-bears that killed the 42 children, you know. I mean, where did they get that? Go up old bald head. I mean, little kids, I mean, they're supposed to run around. They look at him and, well, let's call him bald head. Why don't you go up, old bald head? I ain't never heard that before, but now they heard mama and daddy sitting at the table talking. And said, what does that prophet think he's got to do with it? Why don't he just go up, old bald head? I've told you my theory. They ought to fed the mom and daddy to the bears. You don't like it. I don't either, but it's truth. I don't intend for it to be part of my life, but it's truth, right? Where did them kids get old bald head at? Where did they get all them things to say it again? And God come down and killed through two bears. Because you see, now let's move up. We've been talking about the baby. I hope you got that point. All right. Now let's move up. That's me and you. That's me and you. What nature do you expect to be in there? You get rid of your sin. You get rid of your drinking. You get rid of your smoking. You get rid of your lying. You get rid of this. You get rid of that. But what's there? There is nothing to portray Christ. You're just clean. You're just clean. And remember, being clean, that's wonderful. Great place to be clean. But what if that unclean spirit comes back? Now, did the Bible say swept and garnished? Kind of look like this. You know, the white on the internet, and if they can't see it, the white on the paper is representing the good and pure part of us. And Satan, the unclean spirit, comes back. If you don't get something in place of him, he's coming back. So what's the point? When we get to that stage, there's where the danger is at. Because the unclean spirit can come back. Now, did your prophet teach on anointed ones? And did he teach about anointed ones that you're anointed on your spirit? With the genuine baptism of the Holy Spirit. So now there ought to go all those doctrines or thoughts or ideas. But Brother Dale, I know I'm saved because I remember the day it happened. I cried. They cry at weddings. They cry at funerals. You making fun of me? No. Just telling it like it is. Old Brother Branham, he got up out of that. Who was it, Dr. Davis, or which one it was? He preached his first sermon, and he said, well, what do you think about it, Dr. Davis? He said, worst sermon ever heard. He said, well, they cried. He said, they cry at funerals, they cry at weddings. He said, but children are born by the word. What about a Baptist preacher straightening out a prophet? Oh, that don't fit too good, does it? But is it true? You understand what I'm saying? What's in here? Even though it's swept clean and garnished, what's there? I mean, are you dead? Have you got nothing to live with? There's got to be something in there to cause you to react, to move, to do. There's got to be something about human elements that causes us to think and to desire and to move. See, maybe we ought to talk about the new birth a whole lot more. We might find out there's some things about the new birth we ain't never understood. We might be where the prophet said it, like waves in the seals, where Brother Branham said there's a mysterious part of justification, a mysterious part of sanctification, a mysterious part of the baptism of the Holy Ghost under the seals. A mysterious part. Wept and garnished. But what kind of nature is ruling there? I don't know. Well, wouldn't it be our nature of life that we lived? The snake, the motivator, that problem we can see as it can be moved out. But yet, the baptism of the Holy Ghost ain't in there. You're just swept and garnished. And the devil can come back. Now, if the devil can come back, now remember, this is the soul. So we took the soul, sin out of the soul, not out of the body, not out of spirit, because you don't deal with that. We take the unclean spirit out of the soul. That leaves the soul pure and great. But if we don't get something to replace it, amen, Satan's coming back. Amen. Amen. Satan's coming back. Amen. And he's going to bring seven times worse. The prophet said they become religious. All right, now if they become religious, now let's move up a step. He said, that's why you can't tell that woman, let's see, and knoweth it not. He said, that's why you can't tell that woman that it's wrong for her to wear them shorts and things. Cut her hair. Why? Satan has come back in here. He don't stop body. He don't stop spirit. He goes into where he come out from, which was the soul. But being a religious demon, spirit, memory, reason, conscience and thing, Satan comes right into that. And you become an anointed one. Judas cast out devils, healed the sick. That's what your prophet said. He said he went through salvation and justification, sanctification. Read the future home. I'll just ask you to read. If not, come and I'll show you some other quotes. So if that comes back, then you put the snake back in there. And you put that sin around there, but yet you put it in a state of, how would you say it? Because you got a clean, sweet, wonderful place. When Satan comes in, he's going to start bringing back his old nature. And he's going to bring back them religious demons. And what is religious demons? You can't tell me I don't believe the prophet's message. I believe everything he says. Just don't quote that to me too often, okay? I might bring up a few things me and you both have troubles with. Okay? Let's just do the best we can. Right? Let's just do the best we can. Because see, that snake goes right back in there. And that snake causes that soul to start sinning. But out here, that spirit is anointed with the Holy Spirit. Is that what your prophet said? And he said, and you're still lost. You want them? Go ahead to number 7. I think that's right. Yep, let's pull up number 7. Many people can live in the Spirit. They can dance in the Spirit. They shout in the Spirit. They go to church in the Spirit. And they can absolutely have the real Spirit of God anointing on that Spirit. Right? Not on the soul, not in the soul part of doing it. The Spirit, memory, reason, conscience, but how the Spirit of God anointing on that Spirit, but still be lost and just as devil possessed as they can be with that Spirit. Because what's the reason you couldn't tell that woman she's wearing shorts was wrong? You couldn't tell her bobbing her hair was wrong. Well, what's your hair got to do with it? Well, it did to Samson. See, the reason you can't tell her, she's anointed. How are you going to tell people they're wrong when they have the anointing of the Holy Spirit on them and have seen devils cast out, seen all kind of things happening? How about, I'm going to talk to Donnie just a little bit about brother. And I believe him. He's got a true gift. He can pray for the sick and they'll be healed. But what about the rest of it? Do you see what anointed ones are? Anointed ones are people that can do things. I'm going to say it if you don't like it. They'll do things that probably a lot of times me and you can't do. Right? Because they got that anointing. They can cast out devils. They can heal the sick. They can do all kind of works and wonders from that spirit realm outside of that, and that snake still be inside. But you see, the Bible speaks, when I do this, we'll quit. The Bible speaks of being washed by the water of the Word. All right? What is it to be washed by the water of the Word? It's a cleansing. What drives out that unclean spirit? Sanctification, the cleansing. The cleansing and setting it aside drives out that unclean spirit. All right? What's going to keep it out? Fasting and praying and seeking God. Amen. Reading your Bible, praying out to God. Amen. Now, do you see why Brother Dale says it? That I don't understand why he said it like that. He said, I'd rather be crying out to God every day of my life and wind up at the end of it and find out I was okay than to not search in my life. How many of you, every night, do you cry out to God, God, forgive me of my sins. Lord, lead me. Guide me. Open my eyes of this message. My heart to receive it. And let your love be made manifest. Sanctification is a cleansing, setting aside. But it's a very dangerous stage right there because Satan can come back. But he comes back religious. Where he used to be a drunk or this or all the time. Then when he comes back on that other side, a lot of times he's clean on that. He stays clean on that. He doesn't go back out into the world of sin to do all those things. He becomes religious. He becomes preachers. He becomes people who claim to believe the message. And have genuine signs and wonders. I told you, we're going to ask that question. How do you know that you've been justified? How do you know that you've been sanctified? Then when we get to it, we'll ask it by Paul. Have you received the gift of the Holy Ghost since you believed? Is that what Paul said about it? But just remember what I'm talking about. When that unclean spirit goes out, if you don't get something to replace it, he's coming back. May take a little while, but he's coming back. And then you'll become very religious. Shouting, speaking in tongues, having glorious things, and still be lost. Keeps getting stronger, see, because we asked the point to start with. When you come to the altar and repented of your sins, and you ask God to forgive you, and a great experience comes upon you of those things, and you get stand up feeling great and wonderful. See, then on down the road, it comes in a religious form. Religious demons to come and take over. Let's stand. Come on, musicians. Think on these things. Well, I didn't know the new birth was such a complicated thing. I thought it's just coming to the altar and accept Jesus Christ. That's what you've been taught. But where's that in the Bible? Where is it in the prophet's message? Sure. Come on. But remember, let's quote all he says. Let's don't take one thing. Let's take all he says. He told a girl she had a problem. And she come to the altar and was prayed for. She got up and went back out into the world. Now, I can give you this, but I'm paraphrasing it close. Went back out into the world. Wasn't long after then, she come back to the prophet. She said, I've went out in the world. I've done wrong. He said, well, let's pray. He prayed for a while, and she got up, you remember? And she said, I got it this time. He says, no, you didn't get it. What he told her. He said, get back down. You didn't get it. Well, she went through the prophet and all of these things and the great experience that he spoke of her having. He said, after a while, said she got to praying. Said after a while, said she come through and said, I knew then. She had it and said, I told her, said, now you got it. See, she never went back out into the world after that. She had it. But see, that religious demon was telling her she had it when she come to the altar. Prophet said you didn't get it. In other words, why was he saying if you got it, you wouldn't be back out in the world. Come on, that's what I've been teaching justification. If it's genuine, we won't go back out into the world. You women won't have no trouble cutting hair, painting your faces and your dresses being too short. To where us men sometimes have to be embarrassed. Huh? Well now, well I don't preach a lot on that, but is it true? The dresses got a little short around here. There's some of them. And then they drop it in the top. Yeah. You don't like my terminologies. anything for sale has just got to have a price. You don't like that language, but I'm plain. You don't take an old car that's got a rusted body and stick it out on the road. You paint up one side of it where it looks good. Right? Is that carnal? Stupid. Yeah, but you don't show it. Come on, sisters, you understand what I'm saying? You don't show unless it's for sale. There's got to be a price. And I don't like that. Well, okay. That's all right. I don't either. You see, Brother Dale is not the hard beating that you think I am. But then when I say it hard. Well, one of these days you'll thank me for saying it. What we got?
Let's sing that chorus, I'm one of them.
Anybody have a need? The altar's open.
I'm one of them, hallelujah, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Now within my heart, oh, years ago. So let's just believe. Father, you heard our brother. He's crying out. You said if anybody gets somebody on their heart, start crying out before you, that would be you doing the crying. And all is well, and we believe you. So now just reach down and touch Brother Colleen and let everything be done. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Anybody else? Sister, you know, we're afraid about that unclean spirit being able to come back. But you know what? We better be afraid of him coming back to our body and taking it, or our spirit. Because he can do those things. He can work on our body and spirit. Not get into the soul and take us totally away. But he can come back there to that body and that spirit and work on us. Don't ever think he can't. Because he'll do it. Father, we thank you for this day and we ask you to just guide us. And go with each one of us as we go eat a natural meal. Make us ready for this evening for thy word, Lord, as Wade comes to minister unto us. Let your loving grace be with each one. In Jesus' name. Amen. You dismiss. Pray one for another.
Oh, he's my Lord.